Hey, this is Big Papa Pump, Scott's Diner.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network. Found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Anyways, like I was telling you guys, it's just funny when we get like misplaced, and it's not even misplaced racism. It was kind of on the nose. So me and my homie
was it misplaced or was it on the nose?
It was on the nose. It was like you didn't expect the racism to be where we were at and right. How loud it was.
Right.
But
well, I do like my dad's 83 and he still says the coloreds.
Bless those coloreds. Yeah, that's messed up, dude. But
it's pretty fucked up. But he is 84. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the racism because
it was a different time
that way. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at a certain age, I think people need to understand. At a certain age, and motherfuckers ain't gonna change.
They're not.
Dude, they're just black, hey, no. Compared to what he used to say, the coloreds is just that's a step.
Okay.
It's progress.
I mean he ain't Dr. King. Yes.
Fuck.
He ain't Dr. King, but.
But getting back to it, man, me and my friend Steve, shout out to Steve, we're in a car and we're headed to lunch. We're going to lunch one day. And Steve is a New Yorker, right? Actual real fucking coffee New Yorker, right? Mm-hmm. Drives horribly like shit. You can't drive like that in Texas.
So you're saying he's a stereotypical New Yorker?
Stereotypical New Yorker, short little guy, right? Just Italian.
Sauce. Bro.
Sauce. Gravy. Shout out, Steve. But, so we're going to lunch and he cuts off this lady in a big truck. And mind you, we're on like the side streets. So you're not thinking we're going to hear this lady. But she purposefully rolls down her window, speeds up right next to her. You damn dago wop! And drives off.
What the fuck?
Well, it's Texas, bro. No, it's Texas. They do that there.
Dude, my friend Steve looked at me and he goes, I don't know how the hell I'm driving because my plates say Texas. But she fucking nailed me on the head, bro. Fucking Dago Wop nailed me to the fucking head. How the fuck did she know from my driving? He goes,
That's some stereotyping, bro.
Yeah, dude, man, for real.
He goes, that lady must have been racist for so long. She's got my type down, bro. Oh,
fuck yeah. That's like 2010 vision on racism.
She's so racist. She smelled it in the air. She was like, oh, I got something for you, buddy.
That's those herbs and cheeses from Subway. Let me get
garlic,
this bastard.
Garlic in the sauce, maybe.
It's the sauce. It's the gravy. The DDJ, play our entrance music. Come on, it's the sauce. Episode 91.
You know what's so shocking about that story is like, who would have thought that there was racists in Texas?
I know. We're like,
right?
It's so weird, dude.
It's not so like, weird. Like, I've never heard anything
but
about
good
that
things
before,
from the South. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not from like, what I understand, Texans are like really forgiving and welcoming people.
Yeah, dude. We totally are.
Yes.
Are we like talking about like this multi? Are we talking like multiverse crap or something here? With you know,
DDJ went into the multiverse. That's not nice.
DDJ, you're on the sliding scale. You're just getting of friendly and that's welcoming. This side of the screen, not as much.
Yeah. I think you're confused. Just because they started the wall there, DDJ. doesn't mean that Texas wanted it more than any other state. It was just most efficient.
And we didn't pay for it. They paid for it.
For those redneck cocksuckers down there. I mean, for those native sons of Texas.
We didn't pay for that wall.
Well, I'm just saying.
The card-carrying Bible in their gun belt, you know.
My cousins were the one building it for us.
Right. And what's crazy, but it's like they've lost every war they've ever been. And I mean, like, they're the only. No, it's true, dude. I mean, like, they literally let themselves get trapped in a building. As big as that fucking state was. And they all went to one building and got trapped there.
Remember the Alamo.
That. As big as that fucking state was, and y'all ever been inside the Alamo? It's a fucking coat closet.
Dude, I'm saying.
You know what?
Texas is kind of like California, bro. A lot of those Mexicans were there to begin with. They didn't cross the border. The border crossed them. At a certain point, they were just like, I guess we stay.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's my little Ralphie May, joke.
So. Wait. We're talking about the Alamo here. The only thing I ever remember about the Alamo is that's where Pee Wee Herman went to go look for his bike because he was in the basement.
That's the fucking most DDJ comment you could ever have. Right there. Only thing I know about the Alamo.
If you ever go solo, that should be the name of your podcast, DDJ's Big Adventure. He's going to go get a toy or a t-shirt or a poster.
We're going to get a Pee-wee doll. It's going to be a Pee-wee doll.
I thought he was going to do the Pee-wee Herman dance. I was really excited for a second there. Are you going to do it? You're going to do it?
Do the dance. Do the Pee-wee dance. Tequila.
You know, literally, when I threw down my headset, it clicked on my mouse and it minimized the screen. So I thought for a minute I completely locked myself up.
Jesus Christ.
That's what happens when I let you guys go off the rails early, man. Jesus.
We've been off the rails since before we started recording. Who the fuck are you kidding?
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
It's very true.
Oh my God.
Let's reel it in. Let's start with this question of the week. We can get back to the craziness in a minute.
Play that video.
Play that beautiful bean footage.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Shooting Shit proudly presents the Stirring Shit Facebook question of the week.
Big old pot of sauce in that damn question of the week.
Man, I could go for some pasta right about now.
Damn gravy right there.
Have you ever noticed that every food we bring up, you always follow that comment with, man, I could go for it. I could go for ice cream. You could go for ice cream. You could go for a big...
You know Culver's what? It's almost 10:15. We're at 11:15 where Joey K's at. I technically still have not had dinner tonight, so.
No dino nuggies?
No dino nuggies.
First lesson in getting back in shape, brother. You don't eat dinner after 10 o'clock.
No, I know. No, I don't plan on it at this point in time. So.
By now, you've just missed your chance at dinner.
Which, by the way, Sean kind of alluded to it. I sent him a message earlier today, and he's someone that I'm, you know, I called him. Because I did an appearance for, you know, that other podcast that we're going up against here with the Forbidden Door Predictions contest.
Fucking turds.
No, I think it was Nerd in NRD. Or I don't know.
No, I think
Nerd.
Joey K had. No, Joey K had.
No, it was Nerd. I don't really know.
Nerd, not the wrestling turd.
They even know I exist. I didn't get a mention in their little promo video.
They either don't
know who the fuck they're dealing with, or they're too afraid to fuck with the wolf.
You know what? I hyped you up, man. I called you my wise man. I called you. I called you the soul of this show.
You're the Paul Heyman.
Yeah, you're Dave Kenny called me the Brock Lesnar. He said, I only work when I want to.
That was good.
That was actually really good.
I haven't let him have it, dude. I was like, that's fine, bro. I'll give you that. That was funny.
But going back, everybody gets one every once in a while. But what I was kind of alluding to with Sean's comment about me getting back into shape is, as y'all know, last couple of years of my life ain't been easy. You know, 2 knee surgeries. I lost my mom. And I dealt with it in ways that I'm not proud of. And it's evidenced by, if you've seen pictures of me from a couple years ago to pictures of me recently and stuff. And it just today, it hit me. I need to stop making excuses. I need to start taking responsibility. I need to take control back. And after, and the only reason why I'm starting after this weekend is because this weekend is my family reunion. So there's going to be a lot of food and stuff. There's going to be a lot going on.
It's my birthday. It's a family reunion. Yeah. Yo, bro. I'm all for it. I'm proud of you. I'm happy you're making.
I'm taking control back. I'm taking my life back.
But goddamn, yeah, you can't start on a weekend when it's like, yo, family reunion.
That's a bad weekend to start. Here's the thing. And I mean, not to go off on a tangent about this, but I think this is all something we all struggle with because we all deal with these medical issues that we all have and shit. And here's one thing that I found. When I am in shape, I can eat whatever the fuck I want.
Sean, you remember that picture of me, you, Pat, and Jerry from All Out 2021 in the
suite? Yeah, we were all skinny, bro.
Pat, and the only one that's still skinny... years later is Pat. Yeah, but that's that dude never.
Pat hasn't gained weight since high school. I'm pretty sure.
And hey, since we're talking about it, quick shout out to our boy Pat, who celebrates birthday number 45 today. So
happy birthday, Pat. Do you know that when you're going to Lake Zurich, you pass right by Pat's house?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Right, it's literally like a fucking exit.
Right, lives like right over there. Yeah,
yeah, it's right next to the gas station that had them kickstarts.
That was unexpected.
That was actually funny, dude.
That was a good one. Yeah, no, that was a real good Jesus one.
Christ. Wait, was it the fact that
we got we gotta give him the golf clap. Give him the golf clap.
That was a good one. Fuck.
Question of the week.
What are we talking about, man?
Question of the week.
Oh, question of the week. God damn it, Jovan. Do your job and get this shit under control. Oh,
damn. I had to ask people to make sure we kept this one civil, man, because this is one that
And you're doing a crappy job at it right now. This ain't been
well, not us. Not us. The shooters with the question of the week. I asked them to keep it civil because I wanted to know. In their opinions, do championships actually matter anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of real good answers, right?
Yeah, this is probably one of the more, I think, like insightful questions we've done, because it seems like a lot of the answers are really insightful.
Got a lot of smart shooters out there. I mean, even Ty's Maria Menounos was not a bad answer.
No, this is probably, which by the way, Ty's Maria Menounos stuff has invaded my personal Facebook page, by the way.
Yeah.
You want to talk about hard times?
You should get a condom for your computer, bro, because it's going to get an infection if you keep.
All right, some other big ones.
Syphilis.
Okay.
It's going to get a virus.
AJ Lanigan said here that it's situational. Sometimes the wrestlers make the belt, and sometimes it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. Isaac said they're very important no matter who holds them because people react to it. You always love or hate the belt. My homie Randall, man, shout out to Randall from the H. He's going to say that titles still mean more than they were in the Attitude Era when they just changed hands weekly. Said that Roman Reigns' bloodline story is a proof of that because that title hasn't changed. Gunther's IC rule has been big because the title hasn't changed.
Did a lot of good defenses and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'll give my thoughts in a second, but yeah. A lot of people pointing out, you know, these long runs that we've seen lately being a defense for why they do. And then on the other side, there's a lot of people that say the only one that really matters is that world title, the main one. So what do you think, boys?
I'll go first if you guys don't mind.
Oh, here comes.
The floor NWA. Is yours.
I am a firm believer in – okay, so like I believe that – the person makes the title. Like, so the reason why Roman Reigns' title run has been so significant is not because of the belts, it's because of Roman Reigns. Gunther is the same way. Let's be honest, the Intercontinental title has been passed around more than Tammy Lynn Sitch at an ECW show.
Damn.
Okay.
You know what? Prime Tammy.
No, I just mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, pre-murder.
Whatever. Yeah, pre-murder, pre-vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah.
No. Ah, gotta give him another one. Here you go, DJ. Here you go. One more time. All right.
Man's so, on a roll.
And that's what I mean is like,
that's three.
I think the only other time that I can, and I know other people have held the Intercontinental belt. I mean, but other than Gunther, the only person that like immediately pops into my mind in the last 5 or 6 years is The Miz.
Yeah.
And well, I'm not saying that there weren't other people that held it that did a good job with it, like Nakamura and all them others. But then you take the TBS title with Jade Cargill. That belt definitely did not make her. Yeah, she's she was, the, in my opinion, she was the same when she won it to off 60 defenses. She's the same wrestler. Has she gotten a little smoother, a little bit better in the ring? Yes.
You know what?
But I'm going to still.
I was just going to say, as a guy who has been a Jade Cargill fan, I actually agree with you on that statement. Like, okay. It's done nothing for her.
He has not done a damn thing for her as far as that. And then you take, I mean, even like my favorite punching bag in the NWA. Okay. Here's the thing about that.
Oh, God, I've been here giving we this go.
No. I've been giving this a lot of thought and
buckle up.
You know, I'm not going to change anything. Tyrus has never been a worker. He never will be. I take nothing back about what I said about that man's wrestling ability. But he's 50 fucking years old. He's never had a major run ever, never had a push, never had anything in his entire wrestling career. And Billy Corgan goes, we're going to put the heavyweight title on you. Of course he didn't go, no, there's too much prestige and honor in that. I'm not going to take the belt. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. Of course he took the fucking belt. Of course he did. That's like Stacey King giving his championship rings back, or the last guy on the Eagles bench giving their Super Bowl ring back a couple years ago.
Carson
or any of the number of the Cowboys players that didn't actually play during the 90s or whatever.
Time out. Oh, sorry, this reminded me. I'm going to let you rant.
No, I'm done. That's really it. That's really all I had. I don't necessarily – the wrestlers make those belts, man. I mean, there's been plenty of people that had the titles and had title runs that didn't do nothing for them or didn't do anything. If you're a star, you're a star with the belt or without it.
Correct. Sean, I got a question for you after Joey K's thought.
Go for it, bro.
Today actually marks that it has been
exactly
10,000 days since the Cowboys last won a Super Bowl. Just and that popped in my head because we were talking about you said the Cowboys, and I was like, oh, that's right. Today's a big anniversary, guys. 10,000 days.
Yeah, eat that, Bruno Sammartino.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, DDJ.
So my quick
next year's our year. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, you've been saying that since when?
10,000 days.
10,000 days ago.
Dude, I like our chances against you in the conference finals, buddy.
So I wanted to go back to your talks about the TBS title and the whole, you know, making, you know, the wrestler making the championship making the wrestler. Do you feel like, and I don't know if you've seen a lot since she's won it, but do you feel like that TBS title feels more important with now that it's on Statlander and that she's been defending it?
I do in this sense, and just in this sense alone, DDJ. Mm-hmm. I feel like Chris Statlander is the kind of star that when they signed her to AEW, she was always going to get a big push. And so this is her opportunity to take the belt and do something with it.
And she's been
now, what happens now is that's all her.
Yeah,
she's a worker.
Stay healthy and get a run. Yeah, I completely agree. We've watched Chris on the indies here quite a bit, and I've always been a fan of hers. I like the way she works. She's a more athletic China. She's a heavy hitter. I tell you, my dream match would be Statlander versus Rhea Ripley. I'd really like
to see that. I like that.
That's like a forbidden that. Door. As the female champs in the wrestling world right now, I'd love to see those.
That'd be a hard hit. That'd be like
meat slapping like a tough guy match. Mm. It'd be good. But I think it's big because we're gonna find out whether or not Chris can go.
Yeah.
So Joey K.
While I agree with the statement that the man makes the title, because I think that's been proven so many times, the biggest problem, and you guys mentioned it here and there, but like in your own versions, is this. There are so many fucking title belts.
Yep.
And there's only so much time to showcase and air them, right?
Yes.
So this is why you've had such – remember the past – okay, pre – Gunther winning the IC title. The last relevant IC champ was The Miz.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
The belt was just kind of like a placeholder. And it's just like, oh, look, it's an intercontinental title match. Right. The US title is the same way.
More so, actually, I think. More so the US title. That one's been passed around more than Missy Hyatt in the back.
Jesus Christ.
Meat slapping meat.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I can't tell you how many times as a young man I slapped a ham to Missy Hyatt. But it is what it is, man.
Slap that ham.
Either way. No, I'm just like, so, but these titles are, so many titles are watered down. The TBS title, the TNT title. Now, I'm actually probably going to disagree a little bit with you, because Jade Cargill kind of made that TBS title. Hear me out. I'm not a fan. I think she's greener than goose shit, but.
Greener than my shirt. But,
people wanted to see her get beat.
But people wanted to see her get beat for that title.
Exactly. And that's really good.
It gave her a chance to start to develop that heel character more and more. And I dare I say, yes. Is she in a better place than when she started? 100%. She's gotten better. Is she a worker that, like, you know, I really am like, oh my God, she's amazing and great? No, but you saw that happen. And she actually made that title relevant by being that
bitch.
Somebody needs to kick her ass.
Yeah.
And nobody can do it.
I agree with that.
And so even that, but these titles got watered down. WWE watered down their mid-card titles so fucking bad. Even in AEW, let's be honest, the women's title for a while kind of just existing. Even
tag so, titles,
the tag. Oh God, the tag titles are still. Wait, who are the tag champs right now?
FTR.
Okay, yeah. So before FTR, I mean, we had
Ass Boys.
The Acclaimed.
Yeah, and good. I'm sorry, but you know,
the crowd loved the Acclaimed.
When we were at All Out last year,
I love the Acclaimed. Don't get me wrong. But we had Swerve and the limited Keith Lee, because he's pretty fucking limited at this point. Stop that limitless shit, bro.
Yeah.
Because I watched him last night, and I'm like,
yeah, he's not moving.
Everybody so fucking hype on Keith Lee? Yeah.
Well, he got old fast. Not
the same as what he was, man.
He's dropped off
quite a bit in the last year.
Yeah.
People come at you, go, oh, he had health problems. I don't like. Okay.
Sorry.
So did fucking Adam Cole, but like
he's
still fucking hanging and banging. Like, let's go, you know.
He killed it last night on Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, so I've heard. Anyway, but no, like, so like for me, that a lot of these titles are watered down. A lot of these, it's not really so much whoever has them's fault. It's the booking has been shit. They're used as afterthoughts, especially. I mean, like, realistically. So until we got to, like, Gunther holding the IC title, the only title that mattered was the Undisputed Championship because of the Bloodline Roman. Nobody gave a fuck about secondary titles. Yeah. Who are the fucking tag team champs right now, right? Kevin, you had to take insane. You had to take two such huge over superstars. Who's the only other tag team that really can compete with him right now?
Usos. Usos? Yeah.
Like maybe I would say, like
Profits.
Okay.
No, they're gonna break up.
I don't think so, man.
Oh yeah.
For me, and you know, we're gonna, that's another tangent we could get off on. I don't want to do that, but real quick, just like to me, the Street Profits are like the Rockers. Like everybody likes them. They're a great tag team.
I like that comparison a lot.
But you're waiting for Jannetty to get the
kick
in the
face. Yeah, we're waiting for Jannetty to fall off so we can see Montez Ford just go monster heel.
You called him by his name. You just called him Jannetty. Yeah. Hey man, I was doing some coke outside of this Motel 6. And oh man, me and Sean, we just got into it, bud. Dude, Marty Jannetty is a dude, Marty Jannetty, Virgil, fucking Tammy Sitch. They could put them in a fucking house like Big Brother. And I would stream that shit 24 hours of fucking.
Put throw them Tony, in Legends now.
Throw Tony awesome Atlas in there, just sniffing
and, no, Tony feet. Atlas is clean now. He wouldn't be fun. He's clean in his old butt. Marcus Bagwell.
Oh, he's on there for sure.
Throw Marcus in there. So you got Marcus, Marty.
The party.
That'd be the ugliest three-way you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
Come on, baby. I'll fuck you for a purse. <Yes. laughs>
What do you mean you got the whole doctor's pad? How did that work?
Have a surprise. Matt Riddle come in. Bro.
Fucking.
I'm just here for the weekend.
I've got to be clean by Monday, guys. Not too much this time.
Rob Van Dam's over there at the coffee table breaking up weed with his wife and his girlfriend.
His wife.
You want to talk about living the life, man? RVD is living the life.
Dude, that guy's gonna fucking die in the front seat of a sports car with his dick in some chick's mouth. That's how it's gonna go down. That's how it's gonna go down.
With Sabu jacking off in the back
seat. He lost his penis in the car wreck. Did he lose it? No, it's in her mouth, sir. We found it.
We have it.
Her panties were in the glove box.
No, dude, her panties were in Sabu's hand. He's in the back seat.
Sabu and Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the back seat, just getting high.
Oh,
probably got fucking Sheiky's herb with him, smoking his ashes too.
The ashes of Sheiky
rolling deep.
Oh fuck. Titles nowadays in wrestling, man. I put the question out there because I, for one, I think the titles are not as important now. Maybe it's just because of my age. Who knows? Because back in the day, I remember it was a big thing on who champ was.
Or when you even saw a title match.
Yeah. Right. And the big deal, like we always talk about.
Now they're like a fucking celebrity porn tape. You got a new one every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit. But, I mean, back in the day, it was a big-time deal when a title change happened, so much to where WCW tried to blow Mankind winning, and that fucking lost the battle Monday Night.
It changed the game for them, yeah.
Because everybody wanted to see Mick Foley go over.
I wanted to see Mick Foley go over.
That's what I'm saying. It felt like it was so important.
Dude, I was one of the ones that changed the channel to watch it.
Right here.
Yes.
I know I did because I was
front room, Paris, Illinois, baby. I used to record one show and watch the other.
Yep.
I flipped right over to it.
See, that's the thing. That's because that title, that moment meant something. Now,
yeah, it was big, man.
I don't see it that much. We've talked about how MJF has had a lackluster title run, and the AEW title, heavyweight title, has had lackluster champions lately. Outside
there's
of
only been other than Omega and Jericho, there's only been one.
Yeah,
and John Moxley, yeah.
But yeah. I mean, you look at it, the WWE title, Roman Reigns, only thing. I mean, besides Brock having the other one for a good while, but it doesn't matter to me. The story with Roman Reigns to me transcends the belts.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like NXT too, man. The belts down there is kind of like a key party. Yeah. Just, everybody's getting a shot.
Yeah, those belts are taking shots too.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen what's happened on some NXT title belts.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Jovan. Jovan, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like the Bloodline storyline?
Take your hands away from your mouth, man. We can't understand what you're saying. There you go, Biggie. Come on, buddy.
Sorry.
Here's your big boy voice.
He's having such a good night too. He was having such a good night.
Come on, I can still have a good. It's still early. We're still good. But anyway, I was trying to ask.
It'll kick in.
I was going to ask you. Do you feel like the Bloodline storyline would have been as good if Roman didn't have the championship?
No.
No, because that's the only that was the hook. The hook was the championship.
Right.
But the storytelling kept you in it. For this absurdly long title run, that's probably going to break the record just so they can get some guys off of the.
I honestly do. Like, I would not be surprised if they stretch this out another year or two.
Two? I'm not going one. Where's the WrestleMania after Philly? Do we know? Is there any?
I don't think they've announced it yet.
It all depends on their Chicago's new dome.
I had heard rumors possibly. Maybe I think where the Tennessee Titans play.
Oh, that's right, because they got that new stadium coming up.
But I don't know if that's been – it hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's what I thought the last rumor I had heard about that.
Glenn Jacobs at that
I know 2 years is probably a stretch, man, but they're not building anybody that's going to beat him right now. Like, does anybody
– They killed Cody.
Yeah, Cody's died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
They're going to have Cody and Brock in a match that hasn't been seen in years. What is it going to be, Braun panties?
No, did you see the memes somebody put on about that? And they talked about it was going to be the Yappapai strap match.
Jesus. It's going to be in a Punjabi cage.
Oh, yeah, Desi. That'd be nice. I hope it's a coal miner's glove match.
The great Kali will be the special guest referee.
It's going to be a Judy Badwell.
Blindfolds like they did Jake and...
I just really hope they're fighting over a ladder match for the custody of Dominic Mysterio.
Well, that,
yeah. I just want Dominic to sit there uncomfortably, like, why? Why am I here? Like,
well,
I think they should I'm put a grown Sable. Man.
They Can should put get Sable in, there and in a grab cage.
Sable I'm emancipated.
A Sable on a forklift match, man.
There you go.
Cody,
I might even climb on top of my wife tonight. Woo! Brock Lesnar. Now, you know, I'm not gonna say Cody's like dead in the water, but at the same time, I felt like
Cody misses AEW. I guarantee it. No,
he's below the surface, man. I mean, he's treading water, but he's barely staying afloat right now. I don't.
That's the problem. So they wanted to keep the title on Roman, right? So they waste the Mania shot.
They wasted Sammy's push. They wasted Cody's push.
But at the same time, then, like, they had nothing for them really after. Like, okay, Sammy and Kevin are the tag team champs in one of the worst floundering tag divisions in WWE history, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, you don't have a lot of credible challengers. You don't have a lot of credible, like, you know, like...
I don't necessarily agree with that. I feel like War Machine, you have them, you got Alpha Academy, but yeah, I mean...
No.
Yes, they're a
good team. No.
They're a goofy gimmick team, but they're a good team, man. I mean, they can go.
They can go. Okay, they can go, but they're saddled by a stupid gimmick. Same thing as don't even call them War Machine anymore. War Machine was fucking awesome.
I agree with you. They're not the same.
The Viking Express or the Viking Experience or the Viking
Raiders.
The Viking Raiders, whatever the fuck they're called now.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. fucking, you know. Like, you know, oh god, like it's saddled with stupid gimmicks that just take so much away from the team. I mean, god damn it, can Kofi Kingston just fucking heal up already? Like, so we can get New Day. Give me Big E wearing a neck brace in the ring, and I'll fucking take that. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you know, and you can only and now, of course, like the Usos have the fucking internal bloodline battle, so like it's not even they're not even a factor to the tag team titles anymore.
Nope.
It's like goddamn, like
just Bloodline is okay.
Bloodline is okay. Maybe Cody should show up with that shirt. I want to see a backstage vignette like, guys, the bloodline is okay.
Bloodline's okay.
Like a fucking old BTE skit. Oh, man, I love it.
You know what? Let's take this time to transition.
I never answered the question.
You're a woman, thank you.
You Jalon, did answer the question.
Congratulations for telling everybody you're transitioning.
You must have not trained. What the fuck?
No, I didn't.
You must have butted into Sean so much that I thought you answered. Go ahead, buddy.
So anyways, so are the titles?
All right, make it quick, man. You got 30 seconds. Go on, man. You're burning time.
Okay. So back in the day.
Now you have 23 seconds.
Okay,
go. Come on. Go.
Back in the day when this was on your screen, you knew it was something was big. Like something big was going to happen. Something big. You were going to see a big time match.
Well, I mean, Andre carried that belt. He's big. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Andre carried it. Hogan carried it. Savage carried it. Brett carried it and stuff. But when those guys were on, you knew the match was going to be something. Then you get into the, you know, the Attitude Era, the days of WCW 2000, where the titles really were props. You know, I think
they just end up on your fucking basement wall.
Yes, they do. And stuff. But I think going now back in the day, the title made the man, in my opinion.
Woo!
Like the title, if Hogan doesn't get the title, Hulkamania doesn't happen, and who knows if we're even doing this show. You know how you look at it. I think we're slowly kind of getting back into that with some of the titles, like Roman making the Universal, well, now the undisputed WWE Universal title, Gunther with the IC title and stuff. So I don't think the titles still mean as much as they did back in the day. And I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's more so now that the wrestlers are making the titles more so than the titles are making the wrestlers, like how it used to be. So
also,
now we can treat.
I'm still just not a fan of separate shows having separate titles. It really does bother me. Like, it's like you have two world champions. Okay. They eliminated that problem, but created a bigger problem because nobody can take the title off Roman. But now they recreated the problem again by having this world heavyweight championship.
And the other one being undisputed.
Yeah. Like,
you're not going to like this then.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently Collision might have its own set of titles, or at least Andrade is pushing for it. And
no,
only Andrade will ever get a belt.
He's got to stop fighting dudes backstage first.
Well, dude, I mean,
he's a real scrapper, man.
It's not his fault. He's not even the best wrestler in his marriage.
Oh,
yeah, and I mean, like, come on, just because you've been in a Flair
that's not a dig. She's like the most decorated female wrestler.
No, I'm just saying that's kind of one of those things. Like, when you hear it,
you don't
like,
say wow, it, dude. Yeah. You don't say that.
It's yeah, smart. It's like it's an unspoken rule. Harsh. We know that one. I mean, everybody knows that, but like I said, just Ooh. Because you've been in one doesn't make you one. He's not Ric Flair, and you can't just be like, this show needs its own title belt. Motherfucker, you're lucky you still have a job after fucking punching Sammy Guevara in the face.
Right.
Like, let's be real. I mean,
it's more than, you know, it's like.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's got to be. Yeah. Gotta be fucking. She's
definitely got daddy issues. So.
Yeah, she does. Woo. So, Collision debuting this weekend. We've got FTC and Punk and whoever the hell they're putting against them. This is going to be like the big show.
Look for the ever. And, Samoa
You're talking
Joe.
About Rock Hard Juice Robinson, baby?
Jay King White Rich? And Samoa Joe.
It's Samoa motherfucking Joe?
Is Sam Wong going to be part of the Bullet Club then?
No. Fuck I no. think it's
just, don't give a fuck. He's
Sam Wong ain't gonna be a part of nobody. Sam Wong always stands alone, man. That's why I love that dude.
I mean,
dude, have you seen
talk about one of the most underrated workers in the history of the business? That guy is
speaking of Samoa Joe,
can work with anybody.
Yeah. Speaking of
Great
Samoa Joe
promo and scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Speaking of Samoa Joe,
man, I'm just fucking with you.
Speaking of Samoa Joe, have you guys seen the pictures of him as Sweet Tooth in the new Twisted Metal show?
Yeah, I've seen his nipples. It's all that they're showing, dude.
Like, oh, that's Samoa Joe. It's like, yeah, that's a side
dude,
boob.
Dude, half as you see was his shorts. Like, because his shorts are always, like, way up, dude. He wears a short like a 60-year-old golfer.
He tucks
in that Shawn Michaels waistline, you know, it's like way up.
Tuck him in.
No, he's got the Urkel swing waistline.
Right, yeah. Hold him in there, bump and up.
I'm just kidding, sir. Yeah, I don't want him kicking my ass, dude. He would fuck us up for real.
I love Samoa Joe. Hey, you know what though? They couldn't have a better fucking debut card for this show.
Yeah.
And you know they're gonna let Punk talk. So.
Oh yeah, he's pipe bombing the first. Well,
dude,
episode.
Let's be honest, man. If Punk wants to talk, Punk's going to talk. I said it 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever. Just play Cult of Personality. Get the fuck out of the way.
Do you guys see the thing going around that apparently he did an interview with ESPN that they said supposed to kind of ruffle some feathers or whatever?
Oh, I'm sure it will. Yeah, that's what he does, man. Yeah. It's kind of like what they said about the Marty Jannetty episode for Dark Side of the Ring. Like, that's going to be...
I can't wait for that.
There's like some serious...
Didn't he almost admit to committing murder?
It's a serious, going to be serious blowback on that. Now, I remember this has been a while back, but there was a subtle reference to him and Shawn Michaels back in the day, how they used to kind of roofie chicks.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that was before Shawn's Jesus days.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still, I mean, it doesn't make it less fucking legal, man.
No,
right there.
You can have all the God in your life you want. If you were raping chicks, you were raping fucking chicks. I don't mean fucking, oh, he's a Christian now. Oh, okay.
Gotta let him make it. Yeah, I'm just joking.
That was before.
Yeah.
Before he found Jesus.
That's for his kids, just to know. That was before Jesus days. You know, don't do
he
that.
He found Jesus now, so like that's like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
There isn't like a bunch of illegitimate balding people out running around.
Oh, that's so sad, dude. All over Texas. That's why we've got bald fuckers everywhere.
Texas. That motherfucker's been all over the world, man. He's probably got fucking Asian kids over there with a hairline that starts back here.
Fucking super kicking rice fields and shit.
Fuck yeah, man. They go to salute and they're like.
Little baby comes out chopping. They don't know why he's just fucking DX chopping all night long. All right, we lost Joey K, man. But let's talk a little Forbidden Door since we're doing this thing with those nerds and
who?
The wrestling nerds. Yeah. The nerds. The nerds wanted to play. We mentioned them a little earlier, so. You know, I thought about this. We have an official Predictions League sponsor. I wonder if they could put us on a card, us versus the nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to make that happen.
Let's get in contact with our boy Benji.
I'll email Benji tonight. Or actually tomorrow, not tonight. It's a little late. I'll talk with Benji tomorrow, see if I can put us on the card.
Dude, how many belts you got hanging up behind you now?
Just take note of the ones you don't want, dude.
So that's the three Ring of Honor, an AEW, a WWE. Move your big head the other way. The other way. There you go. Intercontinental. Is that the Mick Foley behind you?
Yeah, that one. That's signed by Mick.
The big gold.
And then I have my winged eagle that's over there too that I took down for the.
Yeah. What's the one all the way up there in the corner?
The one by the door?
No, not by the door. The one by the white Intercontinental title.
Oh, that's the Smoking Skull.
You already have that one, Sean, or do you don't?
Yeah, that's mine. The one he's got over there, that's going to be mine.
Man, I love it how you motherfuckers are still trying to lay claim to my belt. No,
he's one chocolate shake and bacon sandwich away.
How do you feel about that AEW title, man? It looks really nice.
You know what, dude? I like the new AEW title. I think it's... I like the... where they went with it. I feel like it's kind of a cross between a WWE belt and something like IWGP would do, or New Japan.
Well, didn't they pattern the AEW title? I think it was like after the, it was like the Mid-South, like, I think, was it the North American?
Yeah, it had multiple plates. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, so that's what they kind of went for with the design or whatever, yeah. If I remember correctly.
Well, at least I'll get a big gold. Since you already have a big gold, you don't need to.
Yeah.
I already told you, I'm being buried with all these belts, so none of you motherfucking vultures get them.
No, you're not. No one's going to be able to lift that casket with you and all those belts inside.
Dude, he's got a point. With you and all those belts?
Yeah. I don't care if you're Patrick Small.
All those who do you think's going to be carrying that motherfucker when you go?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? You think you can outlive me?
Oh, dude, I know. Right? Currently? Yeah. I'm in the gym every day, bro. I'm not drinking water. I'm eating right. There's a good chance that I could outlive you if you don't get your shit together. So think about it. Because if those belts are in that box when I'm carrying you through, I love you, brother, but I will lift the lid and take every one of them motherfuckers.
I'll do it, too.
Every one of them.
You fuck. Wow. I guess if you will. You love me so much that you would rob my grave even before I'm in the ground.
Hey, you're not in the ground yet.
Yeah, you're not in the ground. It's technically not a grave.
Rob my casket before I'm even in the ground.
Let's be honest, this is what we would say. We would say,
if I asked Crystal for them, she'd just give them to me.
Yeah, they say we would be like, he just wanted to be displayed with them.
Actually, she probably split them up between me and Jerry. I think she would split them up between me and Jerry.
Yeah, see, this is why I needed to meet the wife. I needed to meet Crystal so I can get my name thrown in that hat too.
Yeah, Crystal's good people, bro. She's good people.
Oh, so you don't want to meet my wife just to meet my wife. You just want to get in on the list, right?
Hey, I made the list. I need to make the list. Talking about the list for Forbidden Door keeps getting bigger. Our match card. What new ones were added after the shenanigans that happened on Dynamite, DDJ? What's our list card looking now for the Forbidden Door?
I think they're officially up to 5 matches now, I believe they've announced. Because we already talked about, you know, Ospreay versus Omega and Okada versus Danielson. They did just announce that Sonata is going to be defending the IWGP Championship against Jungle Boy Jack Perry. And then we got Hiroshi Tanahashi challenging MJF for the AEW Championship. And then I think there was one more, I believe.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Yeah, I got that one already.
Yeah, he said that.
No, that's just the one that I can't believe.
They're teasing OC versus
Fosky came back here.
Who?
Oh, Zach. Yeah, OC versus Zack Sabre Jr. is being teased.
Yeah, but they also teased Samoa Joe versus Zack Sabre Jr. Better match, but whatever. Also, then, by the way, side note, real quick, DDJ. That fucking TV title is growing on me.
The New Japan one?
Yeah.
So ugly, you're starting to like it?
It's one of those ones where it's so fucking ugly, I really am like, damn, it looks good. Sometimes
like that girl at the end of the bar.
You know what?
From experience, Jovan.
I am the girl at the end of that bar sometimes. So
you know, I can appreciate and
respect that.
It's because you've got the long torso with little legs. It's not your fault.
Dude. God fucking damn it.
Dude, he's not wrong, dude. You are that little girl at the bar. I mean,
I will never. You bring that story up about the long torso with the little legs. I will never.
That got real class A felony, bud.
The first thing Joey
came. What are you talking about? Every time you go piss, you're breaking the law. A grown man should not have a little boy's dick in his hand. That's all I'm saying.
There we go.
First time I ever see Joey Kane in person, the first thing he says to me is, why are you so fucking tall?
Yeah, I didn't even say hello. He gets out of the car. I'm like, why the fuck are you so tall? God damn it. I just knew I was the shortest person at that point.
Dude. I mean, the funny thing is you actually thought you weren't the shortest person.
Yeah. Pretty sure if Gabby was able to be up there.
And this is not a joke. This is a fact, bro. This is, you know, for all three of you, this is a fact. I'm going to admit something here. It is the first time that as a grown man, I've hugged another grown man and I could rest my chin on the top of their head. Like, I felt like I was cuddling. It wasn't just a hug, bro. We were cuddling. I was the big spoon.
Hey, those aren't pillows.
Hey, you were the chili spoon. You know that one that's round at the top, but a little shorter. Let's be clear.
We sleep hole to hole or pole to pole.
Pole to pole, baby.
But we don't sleep pole to hole. Pole to
hole. Hey, those aren't pillows.
What are you talking about, DDJ? You were fucking passed out snoring so bad I could have rested my fucking balls on your forehead.
Yeah, we never did, dude. We never did talk about that. Did I tell you about the first night we were there?
No, you didn't.
No.
I woke up like about, because, you know, all right, so I'm over 50, so I have to get up and piss like every fucking night. So I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, and I'm sitting on the side of the bed. I'm sitting on the side of the bed. I'm like, what is that fucking noise? I'm like looking out the window. I thought maybe somebody left a furnace on. I did not know. And then I opened my bedroom door and I walked past DDJ's room and I'm like, motherfucker. I have a fan on and the door closed. And I still heard him in there snoring.
Bro, how do you think we felt sleeping out in the living room, man? That sounded like a fucking somebody was just kept hitting a fucking DeWalt screwdriver in the middle of the hallway all night.
Because, like, with him snoring in one room and me snoring in the other, that shit must have been bouncing all down that fucking hallway.
Bro, it was so.
I'm bouncing off the walls again.
So loud. Whoa. Down there.
I'm surprised they didn't give us a bad review. They were actually very fucking kind.
I mean, like, what did we have to do to get a bad review? I mean, honestly, probably like shit on the floor, fucking like
do a fucking party, man, or did anything crazy and shit. Like, did anybody even drink? I didn't even drink. Well,
no, I don't think we all did. I
drank at the wrestling show.
Joey K wasn't clear to drink, so we all took the drink yet.
Yeah, the only drinking we did was at the wrestling show the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did have beers there.
Yes, we did.
Had a beer right next to Alexander Helmerstone.
They were light beers, man. They were.
We also had some. I had an American lager, so.
Did I have a Stone Cold Steve Austin beer?
I think we all
did. We? Oh, yeah, I think we did. I think we all had one.
I'm not a fan of IPAs, man, so I didn't really care. What
kind of IPAs do you have?
And you only drink that because they were out of apple orchards or wherever the fuck it was you were drinking.
He likes Twisted Teas.
Twisted Teas.
Twisted Tea, man. Twisted Teas.
There was Twisted Teas.
When I had my first Twisted Tea, I was 13.
Hey!
Look who showed up.
She's
old Coyotes are us. There she is.
Old Coyotes are us.
Fast and the Furious, baby.
Coming in at slightly 2 inches taller than Joey K.
Yeah, right. Well,
that's you, dude.
Well, you always do. It's not. Dude, you would be the first man that said he looked up to Gabby, but you would be the one who actually meant it.
I had to do it.
Yeah. Fuck all of you.
You're so cool, Gabby. You're so
All right, we need to book it now. Wee Man versus Joey K. Battle of Bedbrick Proportions.
Bro, I will fucking stomp that little motherfucker.
Yeah, you will, dude, for sure.
Yeah. But it'll give you the feeling like you're tall. You could rest your head on his head and spoon.
Dude, I'm not that strong.
I got the perfect stipulation.
You know who says comments like that? You know who says I'm not that short? Short motherfuckers like you.
Okay. Hey, and I got the perfect stipulation for the match.
Oh, here we go.
VLC. VLC.
It's step ladders.
Hey,
yo, I got that bad hip, dude. I can't go up a full size ladder anyway.
Step ladders,
footstools.
Step ladders, little tykes tables and baby's chairs. Oh my!
like me and my son's Paw Patrol chair that he loves.
Joey can't break it up.
Walk into the arena and be like, why is there fucking high chairs in there?
Y'all are some fucking dickheads.
That could be your wrestling name, dude. You could be Little Tyke. It is a good idea, right? You can spell T-Y-K-E, Little Tyke.
Jump in here.
You come in on those little carts where they're like red on the bottom and yellow on top.
Like, the Little Tykes, yeah.
Okay, first of all, I had one when I was little.
Hey, and I got his perfect hometown from the doubt the deep depths of the Little Tykes Turtle Sandbox.
Jesus Christ. Representing
the hikers on each other, but the tray doesn't break.
Bro.
Representing the lollipop guild.
You even got a cup holder for his juice.
It's my son's, you dickheads.
Yeah.
You're not even sure.
You go to the corner of the ring and someone hands you a sippy cup, and you're like,
he drinks the sippy cup. He drinks the sippy cup Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
Put it back out like Triple H.
That's just good.
It's like fucking orange juice.
No, it's like a little bit of apple juice mixed with water because you can't have all the apple juice yet.
Oh my god, man.
You won't sleep.
We'll get you a manager that can wipe your chin when you're done.
Come and put some babe on you.
And he can call her mommy.
Oh shit. It's okay, Joey, I love you.
We love you, Joey.
God damn it.
It's the tadpole splash.
Oh my fucking name, Jesus.
Yeah.
Instead of the top rope, you jump off the bottom rope.
The bottom rope.
I mean, we all know I'm not climbing up to the top rope. Right, those days are well gone.
You can't do a full extension because the little legs, dude. So it's barely gonna be like, ah.
God damn it, that was funny.
I think that may have been the hardest we've ever laughed during this show.
Oh, the tadpoles.
That's
here, the dickheads.
Oh, let's go into final thoughts. Fucking, let's wrap this up.
I got one more. Okay. Your fusion hold could be a sleeper, and you can call it nap time.
It's a modification of the Dream Street. It's nap time.
You know, hold on.
You wouldn't like me when I don't have my nap, and I'm gonna come for you and put you in a nap time.
You know, it's not
it's
even
time for a timeout.
So, hey, Joey,
take a timeout.
Joey K316 says it's my nap time, bitch.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie to you though. Like we could pass as twins.
It's true, man.
Look at the hat. The hat backwards, the shirt, the Crocs, the shorts. I
know. It looks like something you wear.
Yeah.
I wonder who's dressing that kid.
Hey, you know what? You know how you guys have heard of hand-me-downs, right?
No, that's not a hand-me-down. They share.
No,
the
that's a no. I was gonna say
that's how he's saving money, man. The kid walks around in like cut off sleeveless t-shirts and
I was gonna say those aren't Joey K's gonna start something new. They're not gonna be hand-me-downs, they're gonna be called hand-me-ups.
The funny thing is sometimes when his mom shows up, it's Joey K that actually goes home with her. She just don't realize it. Trying to get that second candle, you know.
Y'all are fucking dickheads.
It's okay, Joey K.
Come on, man.
You would be the giant in the micro wrestling league, so it's okay.
No, come on, Nando. Yeah, all jokes aside, you might be diminutive in stature, man, but you cast a big shadow. So don't.
It's like my grandmom always used to say, I'm built like a cigarette machine.
That's short, right?
I'm short, I'm wide, I'm really hard to steal.
You've got more smoke inside of you than a lot of people would ever have.
That's true as well, dude.
Oh my god, man, that's funny shit.
Oh fuck,
fucking.
Okay, somebody else will send you a candle.
Yay! Sean's like, what the?
It'll
fuck?
Be a teacup candle.
Let's go. Let's do some teacup.
You guys are fucking
dick. The Joey K teacup candles. That's new merch, baby.
I'm going to a candle store near you.
Thanks for making me drip.
And it'll smell like bacon bits instead of bacon.
Thank you. Oh, I fucking love you so much, man. God damn it.
What the fuck, dude?
It's okay.
You know, the funny thing is, if anybody else was giving you shit like this, we'd be kicking their ass right now.
Like, what the fuck did you say?
What did you say about my boy, motherfucker?
Hey. And beyond.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm like the fucking Hasbulla of the group, apparently. So, like,
wait.
Oh my god, we need to book you and Hasbulla.
Hasbulla, or did you say Hobbit?
Oh,
that's man, that's not. He would at least be what was the guys with the beards? They weren't.
The seven dwarfs.
They weren't trolls. Where were they?
Really? Getting better, bud.
They were dwarfs.
No, dwarfs. Yeah, dwarfs. Those guys are badasses, yo. Thanks, man. Those guys are badasses, man. That guy rode a pig and carried an axe, man.
Look at it this way, Joey.
Nobody wants everything to smell like fucking bacon.
And if they, and if they ever do a live action remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, we got our offering here.
You're right there, Grumpy. You've got it all the way.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Sign me up, Disney Plus. Yeah, we're doing a modern remake. I'm like, yo.
I still feel like if you're going to be anything, you're going to be pre-heart attack Silent Bob. Because you still... that's still the best
impression
I've ever seen in my life. It was pretty good.
Oh, my God. Fuck, man.
All right, fuck, man. It's 1 o'clock. We've been going an hour, dude.
Final thoughts. Who's got one to start with?
I'm going last, so.
Dennis wants to go last.
Dennis wants to go last. Well, I'm going to go quick. Glad to be back.
It's not the first time you've gone quick. Go ahead.
Did you just text me?
Yeah, that noise you made, Sean's usually what it sounds like when you have to go
last. No. It sounds more like.
Ew. There, that's the sound there.
Sean, just throw a little.
That's the sound I usually get. Is
you doing that again?
Was that 1 minute? Seriously?
I have to do that again.
What do you mean next time?
I logged out of my fucking email for that minute and a half. Are you kidding me?
You didn't even let me roll over. That has happened.
I didn't even have to turn the laptop off for this. I could have just went to sleep for a second. It would have been back on. Now I got to restart the damn thing.
Her favorite line is when I come at her, I was like, just don't worry. This ain't going to take long and you won't feel a thing.
Just put your Ted Lasso back on.
Yeah.
And that's the night when you like... You leave the good belts up there, and you just get out like the fucking IWGP World.
I grab one of the minis. You know the ones that fit on your wrist, like a watch or whatever. And I just kind of hold that.
Wait, you mean you grab one of the Joey K belts?
Oh, he's still digging. That was a body shot, man.
You motherfucker! All right,
one more time for DDJ. Let's give him one more.
He's had a good episode
for DDJ.
That's a solid like five jokes from DDJ.
I know. Five good ones too.
I couldn't be happier.
That's going to be the title of the show. DDJ had a good show.
I'll take it.
Oh shit!
First time ever.
five times made jokes.
Here comes the spinner.
Now can you dig that? sucker.
Five joke machine DDJ up there. he's reached his limit for the evening, so we need to get the final thoughts now.
Civil War.
I'm just glad to be back. Miss you guys. Enjoyed it. I like what we're doing, and you know, we're having conversations about what's going to be going on with the show, and I'm looking forward to that too, making some changes to what we're doing and kind of growing the show out. I'm really excited about that. Ready for summer. Going to try to be here as much as I can.
Summertime.
You know, now's a good time to get out there and get in shape. Take advantage of the nice weather. Get outside, do some walking, do something, man. Just be better. Take better care of yourself. I want to see you guys stick around for a very long time. Love you. Love all three of you. You got anything to add, Mom?
Gave
just another pretty face, folks.
You know, this is audio, also, right? So like,
for those of you on the audio, I'm watching you from Gabby.
No, for real, all three of you motherfuckers better take care of yourself. How is my old ass husband in better shape than all three of you? How is that possible?
I mean, cocaine. my liver,
Colombian, bam, bam.
My liver's hanging on, but we're making it, dude.
Hanging on, my thread,
dude. Yeah. Oh fuck! Yeah.
All right, final thoughts.
90s were a hell of a time. My final thought, Joey. I'll let you go after me, so you can you know, take us home before Dennis does. Final thought is episode 91. Start of something different, you guys. If you've been listening to the show, you'll hear the changes. We're not going to make a full-blown announcement because we're not Tony Khan on coke. Not everything needs an announcement. just listen and feel the vibe. Yeah, for sure. What I will say, though, is we've got some good shit coming up. The return of wrestling on a Saturday night's got me pretty excited. More than anything that has lately. And with that, I will say I will be in the beautiful city of Detroit, Michigan, next week when we record. I should be in a very nice hotel room, so I'll try to give you guys a look at the Michigan skyline next week, so we'll see what happens. Nice.
Oh, we getting that Motel 6 Wi-Fi, dog.
So the business actually is putting me up in a real fancy fucking hotel.
Right.
And they even paid for
the Red Roof Inn.
No, not the Red Roof Inn. They even paid for the fucking quality internet so I can work while I'm there.
There you go.
So they're like, oh, yeah, you'll have the fast speed internet. You'll have everything. She's like, the hotel is like its own fucking city. There's a barber. I'm like, fuck. What the fuck? What kind of hotel is this? But yeah, apparently it's supposed to be like one of the nicest places in Detroit. So we'll see what happens.
It's in Detroit. Bring your guns, baby.
Yeah.
Always stay strapped.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with what everybody's saying, man. It's summer. I'm with DDJ. Let's all get in shape. Look good, feel good, feel good, play good, play good, pay good, pay good, live good, live good, die good. So yeah, let's go.
Fuck, it's beautiful, man.
he's a man of few words, but it's very beautiful.
I feel like that's on a shitty bumper sticker or something.
Oh yeah, that's hey, all credit. That's Pat McAfee, man. That's Pat McAfee. Yeah. Love it.
All right, DDJ, is it Amazon? Is it DVDs? Is it what do we got going on this week? Bowling.
Just shut up and listen.
Line at the Culvers. What's going on?
The following announcement has been paid for by
Shooting Shit.
All right, so I'm gonna be honest with you guys. This is probably the most fun I've had doing a show this episode here. But what's gonna even be funner? This is when we destroy the fuck out of them nerds at the Forbidden Door. They really don't know what they've gotten themselves into. And I'm going to give you a little bit, guys that are watching the show now, a little bit of a sneak peek at what I said, what I will be said on the next episode of the Wrestling Nerd Broadcast. Right now, there's one bloodline that's crumbling. there's another bloodline that's starting to pick up some steam, and you're looking at it right here. I've got myself, the brains of the operation, DDJ, the five-star trivia machine. It's not just a gimmick. It's the fact. WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry and soon-to-be Hall of Famer Dave LaGreca, the host of Busted Open, both crowned me the greatest breast brain in wrestling. Right below me, we've got the Silver Wolf, who is the soul of the show, the wise man of the group. He's our Paul Heyman. He's the guy that's got the words.
Except he pays people, so that's okay. We're good with
that. You like that, Gab? You're with Paul Heyman.
And then next to him, we got our hot one, Jovan Menacho, who is the heart of the show, the guy that keeps us in line, the guy, the lead host, the voice. And then we got up in the upper left-hand and then the upper left-hand corner, we got the asshole of the group. We got the premier Joey K. But you know what? He's not everyone's asshole. He is our asshole.
I am this collective asshole. I am the untethered asshole of this entire organization.
And then fucking
tethered.
And then last but not least, definitely not the least, next to the Silver Wolf, we have Mr. Silver Wolf, who is one of our behind-the-scenes people. And she's really someone y'all don't want to fuck with.
That's true.
Just like Wu-Tang Clan, she ain't nothing to fuck with.
I know she is something to fuck with. Y'all just can't do it.
No. So to the nerds out there, it's going to be over next week. So you might as well just, you know what? Let's just quit now. Don't save yourself the humiliation.
Yeah, go jerk off your puppet. Calm the fuck down.
What? How would that work? Because would you work the puppet arms?
Right? Does Dave walk in his room and be like, where's all this purple fuzz coming from?
Why is all this purple fuzz in my sock? What the fuck? Again?
It used to be a sock puppet, but they they had to change it for obvious reasons.
Fucking puppets in the corner just smoking a cigarette. Like, sorry, man. Sorry.
I don't want to fucking know.
I feel like they're just saved by the bell.
Should I just go ahead anymore?
It's all stiff.
It's crunchy and shit.
It's like a puppet with a rigor mortis.
Alright.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the
Shooting Shit.
Jovan, you want me just to go ahead and play the music?
Oh, no. Don't play the music. That was great. Jesus Christ. Alright, everybody. Thank you very much for watching. No, we're going to wrap it up, man. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Episode 91. DDJ actually had 5 good jokes. We might name it that. It might be like DDJ's 5 jokes.
How about this? The 5 joke machine.
Nah, I want something better than that. Thank you to the ladies and
gentlemen. We're on the floor now.
Thank you to the Donners Podcast Network for sometimes proudly presenting the show. Thank you to the Ham and Eggers that are in catering. Thank you to the social media expert of Gabby. Thank you to everyone that goes and listens to us. Shout out to Superhero Comics. Shout out to you if you're listening. Shout out to Superpowers Comics, you dumb Superpower Comics.
What's up, Jimmy?
There you go.
How are you gonna fuck that up? I wanted y'all to say it.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, sure.
Because y'all claim that I'm too full of myself, so I got you to say it. That's what fucking hosting is.
Smells Jimmy, like bullshit.
We love you. You smell like bullshit, Joey K, or at least a small dose of it. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@ SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.